from my Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin. Roland Martin is brought to you this morning by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, with a style that looks to the past, examines the present, and is tailored just for you. Find new roads, the 2014 Chevrolet Impala, from my Washington, D.C. studios. Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, folks. So sad to wake up to hear about the death of George Duke. Certainly our condolences. Fabulous, fabulous brother. Just wanted to say that. Tom, if there was one word that black farmers are saying this morning, is finally, about nearly 20,000 black farmers will begin to get their payments of about $1.2 billion fund. It's been 2 years since President Barack Obama signed the bill that allowed them to get the money. But, man, it's been back and forth, back and forth. Joining us right now is John Boyd, president of the National Black Farmers Association. John, again, I think finally is probably the appropriate word. It's been a long time coming for these farmers.
Absolutely, and I'd like to thank you and the Tom Joyner Morning Show for staying on top of this issue for so many, many years.
How many years has it been, John?
Well, the Tom Joyner Morning Show is how old?
Oh, man.
And I think we started talking about this. Yeah.
In the beginning.
Yeah. And we were like, in 1997, you guys came to Richmond, Virginia. That's right, and done a live show there and really put the spotlight on the plight of black farmers and how we were losing land and not receiving loans from the federal government. And from that point, we really struggled, you know, publicly about through protests and rallies and lobbied Congress for many, many years to, you know, get redress on behalf of the black farmers. And I would also like to thank the president, you know, who many people didn't give enough credit on this issue. This is a huge victory for black people in this country, you know, where black farmers going to receive $62,000 per farmer. And like Roland mentioned earlier, it's nearly 18,000 black farmers out of those who applied met the criteria and will begin to receive their payments.
I remember when you all stopped traffic in Washington, D.C. Yeah, with the tractors and
that
everything.
Was awesome.
That's right. I rode around.
What year was that?
That was 2010 when I rode the tractor from my farm to Washington, D.C. I rode my mule where you guys covered my mule ride.
Yep, I remember that too.
My farm to Washington, D.C. to, you know, raise the visibility. And again, you know, you guys have just done a tremendous job of really shining a light, you know, to black people and what has happened to black farmers.
You still are coming under attack. The New York Times had a piece a few months ago. And so although the money will begin to be dispersed, you still have folks in Congress and outside who are attacking this settlement officially called Pickford 2 because that was the Pickford 1. And so how have you had to deal with that as well?
Well, I think what happened there, they continued to look at the numbers. And I said, this was never a blanket settlement. I actually wanted a blanket settlement for everybody who applied to receive the $50,000. But we settled with the Obama administration for $1.25 billion. And there was a very stringent process that black farmers had to meet. They had to have a tracking number. They had to have been an original late filer. And of that process, we were able to track down 35,000 farmers that met that criteria. And of that criteria, 18,000. Were deemed eligible and will receive payments. So it was never a blanket settlement.
When are the black farmers going to get that money?
Well, after the attorney fees was disputed in court and Judge Freeman just issued a ruling 2 weeks ago. So that money will be taken out of the $1.25 billion and the black farmers will receive $62,500. And I believe from my last conversations with the courts, that those payments will begin to go out in the early part of September.
Yeah. All right.
Yes, I hope so. You know, and again, you know, we crossed every hurdle and every bridge that was put in front of us, you know, from, like Roland just mentioned, all the scrutiny from Michelle Bachman and Steve King and people like that who were very harsh on the black farmers. And we wanted a lot more in that bill. And because of some of the Republicans that continued to cut that bill and chop that bill up, this was the hand we were dealt with. And yes, it was a half a loaf. But sometimes, you know, as the farmers say, it's better to eat than starve. So, you know, we took that deal off the table.
Good for you.
Well, John, we certainly give our appreciation to those black farmers out there who are continuing to toil on the land and try to keep that part of this country alive. And they've been under so much duress. And again, we congratulate you guys. Great job.
That's it. Thank you. And I'd like to also thank the Congressional Black Caucus for paving the way for us as well.
All right, John Boyle, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Thank
you. Great job, John.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Tom.
That feels good, doesn't it?
It really does.
I mean, we were on this from the very beginning.
Yeah. God bless them.
And they finally got their money.
They're getting it. Let us hope.